From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It is a marriage only Hollywood could dream up.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything?
That sugary, red-headed mermaid Ariel hooking up with the armor-clad tough guy, Iron Man.
Sometimes you gotta run before you can walk. Ready? In 3, 2, 1.
That's right. Today, Disney announced it is buying Marvel Entertainment and its 5,000 characters for gadzooks, $4 billion. Los Angeles Times reporter Dawn Chmielewski covers the entertainment business, including Disney, and she joins us now. Dawn Chmielewski, what do you see the advantages are for each side here?
Well, this is a really interesting acquisition. For the Walt Disney Company, acquiring the Marvel catalog of 5,000 characters gives them entree to a young male audience that loves film and that they've been struggling to reach, or they'd like to reach more deeply. For Marvel, this gives the corporation, gives the comic book publisher access to Disney's global reach.
So Disney already had a strong base with girls through Hannah Montana and any number of films, and now with Marvel they can reach more of the boys and hopefully expand their base. Marvel looking for a global base in what? Advertising, product placement, what kinds of things?
Well, Disney is such a varied corporation. Some think it's unique in being able to exploit all the various characters in the Marvel universe. Not only does it have television and cable outlets, including a budding cable channel called Disney XD that's trying to reach young boys with programming designed to appeal to them, but they also have deep relationships with retailers like Walmart, which would be appealing to a Marvel, which is trying to place toys and other products at retail. And they have well-established video game development, so they could help further explore Marvel's characters in the interactive realm or indeed even create online worlds that were built around the fantasies that Marvel's creative community has already designed in the comic book pages.
Yeah, it does seem there's a flaw here. There are other studios that have long-standing and hugely lucrative deals for Marvel movies and characters. Paramount has Iron Man, 20th Century Fox has X-Men, Sony has Spider-Man. Disney, I guess, at least in the short term, gets none of that, right?
Well, Disney will own Marvel. So in the case of Iron Man, for example, it will benefit from the proceeds. Paramount is distributing the film that Marvel is creating. But you're absolutely right. I mean, much of the low-hanging fruit has been already exploited by other studios in town. What Disney is hoping that through its experience in trying to create franchises out of characters in television and in animation, that they can find other characters to mine within Marvel's universe.
You know, a lot of the Marvel characters were created by Stan Lee, a legend in the world of comic books. Do you think this is a dark day for Marvel fans, fans of Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four, now joining the house of Mickey Mouse?
It's a very good question, but I think there's some precedent here. Disney, and especially under Bob Iger, has been careful not to damage the culture of companies that Disney has acquired. Think most recently about its major acquisition of Pixar in 2006. Disney has allowed John Lasseter and Ed Catmull to not only preserve the culture at that delightful Emeryville studio, but also bring some of the sensibilities to revive the animation studio at Disney.
Okay, Dawn Chmielewski with the Los Angeles Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you.